Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Bailey Ober, Jaren Duran are two 1,000% post-150 targets of mine, and this is the best place that you can get them.
I mean, I think looking at the expensive players, there's a couple targets that you like as well here. So, you know, maybe not everything is sunshine.
No, it's not. Like, okay, so moving into the players that you're going to pay the highest price for on Yahoo, those were your deals. You're going to pay up for Randy Arozarena. He is the 40s across the board. His ECR is actually higher than his, higher than his rank on any site his ECR is, but his Yahoo rank is higher than that at 30. 37 ECR, 30 overall rank on Yahoo, about a round higher than everybody else. So I don't know if that's stolen bases. And also Nolan Jones, if we pair these two together, 48 ECR. He's in the 60s on most of the other sites. NFBC, he goes a little bit higher, but Yahoo, 46. So that's a four-round player. So these two outfielders that have 2020 potential, the 2020 guys both, are going to cost you quite a bit more than any other site when playing on Yahoo.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's young hitters. A lot of it outside of the last two are a little weird, but the other hitters that are expensive, Welsh, Matt McClain, who's a 48, versus, you know, his ECR is 60, but CBS has him at 52. He's 50 on ESPN, 56 on NFBC, 67 on Fantrax. So the only one in the 40s is Yahoo, where he's most expensive. Josh Young, who of course had the injury, which, you know, maybe he'll move down once we get new projections for him. And then Tovar is down here, and so is Jonathan India as expensive players. But then like Brandon Lau and Brent Rooker are also on this, which is, you know, again, lower batting average. Everything else is decent. I don't, maybe some power here. I don't know why they're expensive.
I can't figure out the theme either. I don't
think there is a theme. I think it's just these are projections punched in. A couple guys, for whatever reason, are a little bit higher, and that's how it goes.
I mean, like, maybe you could look at the hitters that are cheaper and they don't get stolen bases, and then look at the hitters that are most expensive. They get power and stolen bases. Like Eflin, dude, Arozarena, Jones, McClain, and Tovar are all legit 2020 guys. You know, Tovar maybe a little bit less, but you get the theme. Like, it does seem like sure, the 2020 guys cost a little bit more here, and those batting average plays are just cheaper there. So maybe that's because it's weird though, because usually Yahoo's algorithm is a little bit more like batting average centric.
Sure.
So I wish I could understand it, but like you can't tell me that I can understand why Bailey Ober is the cheapest here and then Zach Eflin is the most expensive here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. And like you said, you know, Eflin is in here at 65. Everywhere else he's at 70 or higher. Max Fried is in the 40s over here. He's 52 or higher.
Wow,
everywhere else. You know, and then Hunter Brown is at 158, where his highest ranking anywhere else. I mean, Fantrax, like once I got down to 150, I had to start ignoring Fantrax because it was just like it was like I just took a bunch of numbers and threw them at the board, and that's how it ended up. It was, I'm telling you, past 150, it's a wild west on fan tracks. So I kind of started ignoring them. So they will have some bigger numbers here that are just weird because they have too many differences. But yeah, Hunter Brown here, one of the best deals on or one of the most expensive guys on Yahoo as well. And then, like I said, Tovar, India, Lau, Rooker. I just don't really, like you said, it's tough to find a determining factor. I don't think there is specifically one. It's just maybe it's a little bit of hand tweaking along with projections. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's those are the expensive players for whatever reason.
TLDL, Tati, Seager, Lewis, and Reynolds, best price. Arozarena, Nolan Jones, Fried, McClain, worst price for Yahoo. Let's go over to ESPN now.
Well, real quick, because I got deals down at the bottom here. Just, I want to, you know, because you can't scroll down here, if you're looking for some young players to take a shot on or just some post 400 players, Carlos Santana, Wilmer Flores, Seth Lugo, Taiwan Walker, Sean Manaea, all 575 to 400. So way, way lower. And then guys that are buried like in, you know, the 700s and below that you will just not see. You'll have to punch their name in. Skeens, Tiedemann, Snelling, Yariel Rodriguez, Tommy Henry, Eric Fetty, who's one of your boy Scott White's favorite. Mason Wynn, Joey Ortiz, Tyler Black, Jackson Merrill, Kobe Mayo, Chase Elotta are all like in the 1800s down there. Just absolutely buried. So I just wanted to let you guys know of some guys that are way, way, way down the list if you're looking to take a risk.
Over on the ESPN, here are some dealios. There are some. Back to what you said, there's always a top 10 guy on ESPN. It will be Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts you'll get at a better cost. 5 or 4 everywhere. 7 on ESPN. It's very minimal. But what's the difference? I'm in tout.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Right now, we just started. It's OBP. Mookie Betts went 4. Mookie Betts goes 4 a lot. You have a shot to get Mookie at like 6 because he ranks at 7. Just that slight little thing might work to your advantage. What's funny about that is I actually would have thought on Yahoo, Mookie would have even been higher because he also qualifies at shortstop. ESPN, he'll still qualify at 2nd. So I'm not sure. But that'll be your biggest deal and your top 10 deal. There's a couple others. If you're looking in the top 100 for them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Mike Trout, 54 Yahoo, 44 CBS, 55 NFBC. He has an ECR of 47, 72 on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Again, trying to figure out the rhyme and the rhythm, it's beyond me, Box. I'm not really sure where that is.
Honestly, to me, it feels like some of the younger players, buzzy names are cheap. There's not a lot of uniformity, maybe higher batting average. Because I went through and I looked here. The other guys, O'Neill Cruz, 91 on ESPN. His ECR is 63. He's 63, 73, 74, 68. He's between 63 and 74 on every single site, but 91 on ESPN. A lot of that may be strikeouts, you know, and a lot of points projecting in there a little bit. But Yuri Perez, Bobby Miller, Tanner Bibee, Hunter Green, Mitch Keller, Noel V. Marte, Brian Wu, Jared Kelnick, Brandon Pfaadt. These are all cheap options on ESPN. And I feel like the reason is because it feels like buzzy names are cheaper here for whatever reason. I don't know why that would be. Maybe it's like a more staunch approach. But it seems like when you look at the guys that are expensive, older guys, it's a lot of veterans here, which is just a little bit surprising for ESPN. Maybe they feel like they went overboard. Once again, ESPN way better than last year. I mean, I don't know if we even did ESPN because the numbers were so crazy last year. I might have just looked at it and went, I can't even do it. It's just point leagues rankings. Yeah. So much, much more down to earth, much better this season, but obviously not perfect.
I'm going to apologize. I'm going to mention off a couple. You mentioned off a lot of names, so I don't know if you said all of them, but I just want to make sure we have a couple of them. I do think you said Yuri. Yuri's the cheapest here, 108. I think that's very significant. Tristan Casas, another one I'm very much in on, post 100 ESPN. That is significant. Bobby Miller, significant. 78 on Yahoo, 121 on ESPN. That's a big deal. Hunter Green is one of the biggest. And if you didn't hear the news, Hunter Green is adding a splitter. There's actually video out today.
Splitter Mafia.
On the backfield. Yep, Splitter Mafia, that he was going up against Ellie and he started showing off that splitter. And I think he also said he wanted to throw a curveball. But he's post 200, or he is 200 on ESPN, where he's in the 130s on Yahoo. That's a great starting pitcher strikeout chase. I know you mentioned like Pfaadt in them, but you know, if the buzzy players, Pfaadt, Wu, those are good. I love Jared Kelnick. I'm getting my deal here. But there's a couple of the guys like O'Neill Cruz and Kelnick are two massive targets of mine, as is Bobby Miller. And I love Yuri Perez. So you are going to get some value here. And as you had mentioned, the young pitchers are coming at a great discount on ESPN versus other sites. Who is not? You are going to pay with your first child's name and likeness for Kyle Tucker, because he is 4 on this site. So Kyle Tucker is above Mookie Betts on ESPN for whatever the reason. He is 6 on Yahoo, 8 on CBS, 8 on Fantrax, 4 on ESPN. So that's one of those situations where people will see the ranks and they might be like, oh, I'll just take Kyle Tucker. And you're going to see Kyle Tucker jumping over a few other players. That was surprising to me.
Yeah, it's weird that he's 4 and Betts is 7. Like if he was 4 and Betts was 5, it'd be like, all right, well, they just moved Tucker up, you know. But they moved a couple guys up over Mookie for whatever reason. Like you said, I don't really know what the rhyme or reason is. Tucker's a great player, but I don't know if I would take him 4. So very, very expensive there.
Yeah, like trying to figure out the difference between like why did Mookie get hit and why did Kyle Tucker take the boost. Not all of them. There's some volatility, I think, in some of the guys that have the best value, like Trout with the injury, O'Neill Cruz with the injury, Casas with the track record. Like there's a question mark around those players. The guys that cost the most, and this might be kind of the theme, Boggs, is consistency, because who are some players that cost the most? Kyle Tucker, Bo Bichette. You have to pay up for Bo Bichette inside the top 30.
Once again, maybe it's batting average because Arise is higher.
That's kind of what when I say like consistency, I'm kind of alluding to like batting average, because you also have like Yandy Diaz, most expensive on this site. Luis Arraez, almost average, the top.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think it's average and maybe years. You know what I mean? Like Tucker's been good for years, a high batting average. Bo Bichette's been around for a little bit. Will Smith.
Yeah, that's what I mean by consistency, because the guys they're dinging don't have a long track record. These do. Yandy Diaz, Luis Arraez, Stephen Kwan. Way higher for Stephen Kwan on this site. Lourdes is up there, but then there's some sprinkly ones. Like, why is Dalton Varsho? He's the most expensive on ESPN. Josh Naylor, top 100 on ESPN. We love him. And then the bottom, just there's like weird ones. Mason Miller for the saves, Starling Marte, probably some unconceivable ones. But for the most part, that is kind of the theme. It's like the higher batting average with less questions, are they probably pop on their projections a lot better. And that's why they get boosted up. Where
still
guys
still angling towards
record.
Points leagues, it looks like, maybe a little bit, right?
I would say guys that don't strike out.
Yeah.
Luis Arraez at 112 is a points league thing. I would not be surprised if someone looks and says, hey guys, by the way, I did all the different formats and it's still, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's points, but I can't see on the CBS sheet. Do you have the full rank? I guess I hid that earlier. Only reason I was going to say, yeah, let me look here. Yeah. I mean, Corbin Carroll is four or no, I'm sorry. I'm looking at CBS. Let me look here. I'm going to unhide this thing. I want to look at the physical ranks of some of these players. Like where does, but Bobby Witt at three probably wouldn't be three in a points league. And you would have Juan Soto on ESPN, by the way, is 12. So it's very odd. Again, trying to decipher if there's the theme, that's the thing that stands out here. But some of those guys, there's some weird advantages, but just know that's what you're in for with ESPN.
The buried guys on ESPN, and I mean, I'm telling you, I had to like keep hitting. I went into a draft and I went into, or I made a league and I went into edit rankings, right? And I had to keep hitting show more down to the 3,000s to get to some of these players. Jackson Holliday was at 397, Colt Keith 453, Mondesi was 500. I mean, not that Mondesi is good, but he is absolutely buried. And then these guys, Jackson Merrill, Wyatt Langford was at 3,023. Shoto and Monaga, 3,160. Yuki Matsui, 3,161. Yario Rodriguez, 3,162. Again, I don't know that, I mean, outside of Wyatt Langford, I don't know that these are deal breakers, but you're not going to find these names by scrolling. You have to punch their name in to get them. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, if you go to like ADP, maybe it's different. Or they don't have like an X rank like Yahoo does, but that's wild that he's. So if you're not looking at ADP, you might miss out on a guy like Wyatt Langford. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to dig in. CBS, NFBC, and Fantrax, whatever is going to be involved with all those. We'll do it right after this. More ranks analysis on ITL.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
All right, let's start with our buddies, my buddies, your buddies over at CBS. Let's see where some of those differences are. And we've got the cheaps and the expensives. The cheaps, this is right up my alley. George Kirby is the number one ranked player. There's actually quite a few early pitchers, which again, trying to figure out the rhyme and rhythm, like some of the guys specifically that I know that those guys like.
I think this is all. Not if not all 90%, what Scott White and Frank think about these guys.
I don't agree with the expensive guys.
When we get there, it's
at KFC. Everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Seems like a lot of opinion.
I know that that plays a role, but I don't think it's 100% because I know that Frank is deep into Volpe with me, and Volpe is bar none, like not even remotely close, the cheapest here, $171 on CBS.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
That might be a little bit of Flint's Leagues coming in as well. So here are the top guys. Top three are pitchers. I like George Kirby than the majority of them, so you actually might be right about that. Cheapest is on CBS at 57. Nobody has got him outside of the 40s. The lowest other is 49. He has an ECR of 40. Part of that is probably because of me, because I really pushed him up on ECR-wise, but he is the cheapest. Aaron Nola, 66. I'm not into Aaron Nola this year, but either is CBS. And Joe Ryan is outside the top 100. He's as high as 72 on Fantrax, 79 on Yahoo. Those are big SP differences. Those are big.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised because I know you like Kirby, but then I thought, well, maybe they don't like him as much as you do. That was my thought process. But there's another weird quirk that we'll mention at the end with CBS that is, you know, we opened and we were looking and, you know, I think we mock drafted like the day CBS open or a day after they open or something.
It was so like two or three days. Yeah.
There's been a lot straightened out since then, but there's still a couple little quirks.
So. To your point too, because definitely, you know, if it's anything like what, you know, we do at Fantasy Pros, their ranks are going to drive. I mean the specific ranks, Scott's and Frank's and Chris's, their ranks are going to drive the overall ranks from projections and stuff. And they are all about strikeouts. You know, that is the theme. That is Scott's theme. Frank is kind of with that. For better or for worse, it's just strikeouts. And like Kirby, Nola, and Ryan. I mean, Ryan's strikeouts are there, but like those aren't the high end. That's not Glasnow. That's not Scooble. That's not Reagan's. That's not those guys. So
right.
I guess if you were looking for a theme back to your original point, like, yeah, these are definitely probably not their targets because these aren't hardcore strikeout players.
And remember, it wouldn't be only those guys' theme, but I think for the first couple pages it probably will be, because remember when we switched to pitchers, it didn't show Scott's ranking or Frank's ranking or whatever. It was only in the overall where it showed their ranking. So I think the top guys get bumped up based on opinion versus who people like anyway in that, you know, on that site. So if most people are using Scott's, you're going to see more of Scott's players become expensive, which we do. See that on the expensive players. And then, like you said, some of these guys that maybe not that the main core guys at CBS don't like, it's just that they like the other guys. These guys get pushed down. I think that's what we're seeing a little bit. So.
Yeah. And so you're definitely kind of right about that. Some other players, Nick Castellanos, best deal on CBS outside the top 115, where he's essentially in the 80s, pretty much everywhere else. Dansby Swanson, 150 on CBS, where he's an ECR of 108. That's a pretty good one. Lane Thomas.
I'm offended by this one.
These next couple, there's actually quite a few here. Lane Thomas, 151, ECR 112. You're offended by that. I'm offended by the Volpe one, because if you're going to take your shots, take your damn shot and take it with Anthony Volpe as a 25-25 guy. 171, Lane Thomas is consistent. So I'm not really sure where that one flies. He is literally 50 spots lower on CBS than ESPN. That's how much of a deal you get on Lane Thomas. So you should love that.
I mean, I love it, but yeah, I am offended by the lack of respect shown to Lane Thomas. So I do love it. But yeah, I was just a little surprised. He had such a good year, and you know, maybe you don't believe in him. So he has to, you know, this like 151 to me that ranking for almost anyone says, well, I just can't put him in the top 150. I just can't do it. You know what I mean? So I'll put him in this, the first guy outside of the top 150, but I cannot put him in there. It feels like that's what this is.
Yeah. Estuary Ruiz is another one of those guys. I'm not trying to project, but I do want everybody to understand when you're looking at these, and they do adjust, and I don't know what you did, by the way. Did you set this as a head-to-head roto?
No, I set this as a roto.
Okay.
All because roto, their ranks, everything roto. So.
Okay, their ranks can change. Me and Frank went through this when he was like, why the hell is the LE ADP all jacked up on Fantasy Pros? Because he's and I think I publicly said this, because he was like, I'm looking at it, and I said, are you looking at points or roto? And he went, oh. And then he looked at roto, and Fantasy Pros was pulling the roto rank of it, not the points league rank or the head-to-head categories or whatever it was. So it can change, but you do need to keep in mind the point slant that might kind of fly around. Seeing Estuary Ruiz this low, it feels very pointsy. TJ Friedl's another one of those guys. Kind of feels, you know, oh, we're not valuing the strikeouts maybe as much, or the stolen bases as much. Same thing maybe with Lane Thomas. So the best deals might be stolen base guys for the general conversation. Couple strikeout guys, Eugenio Suarez, Chapman, and Pena. And then just like, you know, out of the clouds, Edward Julian is just super low. He's the lowest here. And I think it's wrong. Again, the points format would ding him because of his strikeouts. But as I've mentioned, he had one of the league's lowest chase rates with a super high strikeout rate. He just needs to be more aggressive in early counts. And I think that can change. And he walks a bunch, but he's 244, where Yahoo, he's 161. That's wild.
Yeah, that's a good deal. You know, if you're looking for an MI late, think about Julian for sure.
Yeah. Get out your checkbooks for Freddie Freeman, because he is 6, 8, 8, 7, 10. Highest is 6. Now, I will say his ECR is 7, but you're just not getting any deals. But Freddie Freeman is higher than, isn't it Mookie Betts? Or was that the other site that we did?
I think that was the other site.
That was the other site.
This was the only guy really in the first round for CBS. The first round pretty level-headed. But that was the one where, you know, Freeman was the most expensive. So you would have Freeman over Kyle Tucker, for sure.
It would be Tucker, Tatis. I'd have to take a look here. CBS. They have him over Tatis.
If it's a top four plus Mookie, you know, five.
He's over Tucker and Tatis.
Okay, yeah.
So that's who they have got Freddie Freeman really high for a lot of, like, you know, legitimate reasons. I love Freddie Freeman.
Freeman's
so I'm down with
great.
That.
Yeah.
I've made a few little rank adjustments that have changed this, but I'm down with this one. I wouldn't kill it. You will pay the highest price on CBS for Francisco Lindor. It's closer to a mid second round pick than it is an early third round pick everywhere else. So that's going to be the highest. I do feel like this is these guys making the adjustment. Rightfully so, by the way. Manny Machado, highest price is here. Once we found out that it looks like he's good for camp, I think those guys adjusted. He is half a round higher on CBS than his ECR. So he's in the 30s right there. What do you think about that one?
That one feels like maybe we haven't adjusted yet for the entry, like you said, but maybe not. I mean, Machado, they said, is going to DH. Maybe that's more of a level-headed opinion. Who do one of those three guys really have Machado ranked high? Do you know?
I don't personally know. I don't see their ranks, but
I think
that might
be one of it, because you can switch that initial list to those guys. Maybe somebody just has Machado.
I will bet you they adjusted once the injury stuff became less prevalent. Raisel Iglesias, you're going to pay way up for here. 68. He's like 130 on Fantrax. You put that in a red marker. That's crazy. Bednar is another one of those closers. It looks like those are the only two closers that you're just going to absolutely pay up for them here. You will pay up for Bryson Stott. He's the only top 100 ranked site is CBS. Cole Reagans, no shock.
Yeah.
78 on CBS. Check this out. ESPN, 174. CBS, I'm telling you, ESPN is so behind on the big buzzed players, probably based on their projections. You will get the deals. The boobs and the rubes are going to thrive in an ESPN platform, but you're going to pay up in CBS.
Yeah, I thought, okay, well, Yahoo is like right in line on ECR. He's 112. His ECR is 115. NFBC is right there too, a little more expensive on NFBC because he's a buzzy name. Same thing with Fantrax. He is a buzzy offseason name, so he's in the top 100 there too. But then 78 for CBS. That is the Scott White special, along with, you know, Nick Pollock as well, Cole Reagans, who is one of my favorite guys. But now I feel like I'm one of the low men on him in terms of ECR, because he is getting the big helium push right here as spring training kicks off. It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I made my big boost on him. He didn't. He was at Royals camp the other day, but he didn't throw. I was so pissed. I was like, oh, my God, because he was out there. He was just like looming
around. You make Scott so jealous. Both of the Scots in your life, you just send them the bullpen of Cole Reagans, and we're both super jelly.
I meant to, I actually would have loved to. I also meant to try to get a picture with Eric Fetty for Scott White or Reagans would have been great. I could have just sent it to literally anybody, just like Nick Pollock, whatever. It would have been great, but I didn't get to see him throw. Back on CBS, a couple other guys you're going to pay the highest price for. Justin Verlander, that's definitely a Scott thing. Chris Sale with the strikeouts, that's a Scott thing. Jose Berríos, White Langford, highest cost, the rookie. So again, I mean, you could see their hand and stuff. 122, their ranks pushing a little bit more than the other sites. Jamer Candelario, Junior Caminero, and Emmett Sheehan, all players that you are going to pay higher than any other site when you play on CBS. It's just good to know.
So I mentioned a quirky thing, and the quirky thing that I saw was that some of the free agents, maybe because they don't have projections, I don't know what it is, maybe we're not putting them in lists, but like, I just didn't find Matt Chapman. I was down to like 700, 800, 900, and nothing else was really weird. When I punch in their name in the search bar, I found them. You know, their name comes up, but the rank on them said like 999,000, whatever it was. So maybe they're just not in the system as ranked because they haven't signed. But Chapman, Matt Chapman and JD Martinez both weren't in there. I also didn't see Taj Bradley. He was nowhere to be found. And neither was Eric Fetty, who was a Scott White special, which I thought was a little surprising. So those four names specifically. And, you know, I didn't have time to dig through every name. So there's probably a couple other names that you're just not going to see yet. Probably free agents that I just didn't account for because I just, you know, didn't have time to go all the way down to 5,000 or whatever.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Tips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
But then a couple other deals here. Alec Thomas, Louis Varlin, Kerstad, Rengifo, all in the 400s. Pecro Armstrong, Tim Anderson in the 500s. Clayton Kershaw, David Robertson, Aroldis Chapman, Will Smith, all in the 600s. So a lot of guys that sign late or are young players that have questionable playing time. And Rengifo. So just some names in there to remember that are absolutely buried on CBS's platform.
We'll probably be a little bit quicker about this, but NFBC, take this for better or for worse. I always give the caveats, like, you guys should understand NFBC. It also doesn't mean, like, you shouldn't draft like them. It is, you know, some of the smartest people out there. You can, you know, use it for your roto platforms. But, you know, in draft and holds and stuff that drive a lot of this, things can just be a bit different in how they're pushed. But, so I say all that better or worse. Here are the cheapest players and most expensive since February 1st, if you guys would like to know. They're not quite as sexy, though you will pay up for some guys. Vinny Pasquantino, cheapest on NFBC. Pretty expensive on Yahoo, 121. So, you know, if maybe the smart guys at NFBC are not having it, maybe we want to question that.
But that's actually the closest to ECR as well, is Yahoo at 121. They're the only one above ECR at 125,
yeah.
But they are the closest by a lot.
Nate Lowe is another one of those. He's outside the top 200 on NFBC. He's top 140 on Fantrax, and his ECR is 167. Eloy. I will say, Eloy, this is a tough one, and the next one is tough too. Him and JD Martinez. The reason they're the best deal is because they are 100% util only on NFBC. Yeah. Yahoo, I know that Eloy and JD have like outfield qualifications, which is crazy. And I think on some of the other sites, he might as well. Because I think Eloy played like 7 games in the outfield or something. So when they qualify, I want to give you the caveat that like NFBC, that's why. But like Eloy's 117 on ESPN, 225 on NFBC. That is definitely probably some to do with position eligibility.
Yeah, I'm sure he qualifies at outfield. And that's, you know, same that we know JD Martinez does in Yahoo, right? Doesn't even qualify at outfield, which is just very strange. But yeah, and it's a lot of crusty vets here. Carlos Correa, Jorge Polanco, JP Crawford. You know, it's non-exciting names, crusty vets that are getting pushed down. And look, I just didn't put catchers on here in the expensive because we know they're expensive. So I wasn't going to list every single catcher. But all the catchers are expensive on NFBC.
You will pay the highest price for Ellie De La Cruz on NFBC, no shock. I will say it's like outside of Fantrax, it's like 30s across the board. ECR is 38. He has settled in consumer drafts to late second, third round instead of early second, which was happening in NFBC. That's a good thing. That's a very, very good thing. Also on Ellie, just want to point this out. I saw this video. Hunter Green and Ellie faced off in camp today. Apparently, Ellie hit a ball so far.
It still has not landed.
It actually hit Hunter Green's car and busted his window. This is the story from the reporter. And maybe I'm getting trolled, but it was a reporter. And they had said that Hunter was like, you're going to pay for that. And Ellie's like, you make more. So I don't know. That happened. But I love the cheaper cost. You don't get it on NFBC, though. Johan Duran costs the most. A closer, no shock. Spencer Steer, position
eligibility.
Why did
you just say his name like a redneck? Can I hear his name one more time?
Johan Duran.
Yeah, Duran? You said Johan Duran.
Johan Duran.
he was trying to get some oil out in my field there. I don't know why, but he was down there. That old Johan Duran.
Spencer Steer's top 100. Jordan Walker, the most expensive. Thairo Estrada, and who's becoming a personal favorite of mine, Nick Pivetta. Though I don't think you caught this. He's actually higher on Fantrax.
No, I did catch it. Once again, I just ignored. After 150, I just ignored Fantrax.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
so I was just done with trying to, because it was like, I'm going through all 5 of these sites plus ECR. And I'm like, whoa, this one's nuts. This one's, they're all Fantrax. I had to like track back and go back because I was like, well, I can't just list Fantrax on this list. So yeah, I mean, he's way more expensive on Fantrax, but for whatever reason, post 200 everywhere else, and then 182 to NFBC. So, but and NFBC doesn't have, you know, like I gave you some buried guys just in the system. They don't have that, especially when you're looking at ADP and especially recent ADP. It's just not going to be the way it is. So,
do you have any deals or anything you needed to throw at us for NFBC?
No, not NFBC.
All right, so the stage for Fantrax is the last one. Your big deal is just they're all over the place, right? Because I'm going to start listing off I'm going to list off the guys that you get the cheapest here.
I'll say there's a couple weird quirks early, like Bobby Witt is just nuts. But after that, once you get down to like 150, it is absolutely the Wild West. It is just whatever
so
your fancy.
After 150 is the Wild
after
West.
After 150 is the Wild West. It's nuts. Just, you know, you're going to be punching in players a lot more often because the rank, you don't want to go off their site rankings because they are just different than ECR. They're very, very different. I will say that, and this is, you know, a benefit to Fantrax, not their rankings, but it Fantrax is the easiest site to put in your own rankings if you wanted to. And it lets you sort by rankings, and it still lets you sort by ADP and all kinds of other stuff. So there's enough adjustability to where if you put in your own rankings, you're going to be just fine. But if you're just going off their site, it gets wild after 150. So if you're in a 10 man, that's in, you know, 15 rounds. If you're in a 15 man, that's after 10 rounds. So it gets dicey.
Big company shill here I'm about to be, but one thing I would absolutely do with Fantrax, have the draft assistant, Fantasy Pros draft assistant on. And like for me, I can punch in my own ranks. You could make a custom sheet of whoever the hell you want that's on there. Bogman and I, or just me, or Joe Pizapia and Bogman, whatever you want. And then it'll literally give the suggestions as the draft goes on instead of trying to deal with their thing. Or to Bogman said, you just have your own ranks, just input them. You can use Fantasy Pros draft assistant because there's some Wild West going on here. Bobby Witt Jr. in a 12 team is a second round player on Fantrax. That's what we're dealing with. He is 2-3-3-2 ECR of 2-14 on Fantrax. So
I like had to double check, and that was almost enough for me to be like, maybe I don't do Fantrax. You know what I mean? It was just so strange. I don't know why.
It is a weird one. Luis Robert, 29 ECR, 24 CBS. He's 38 on Fantrax, quite a bit lower. Fantrax has a closer thing, so I can just move past it. But just to tell you, Devin Williams, 81. Haters, 93. Class A's, 103. Duval
They're
is 108.
Cheap.
Yeah,
They're
every
just
single
wait on
closer.
In Fantrax.
Even if you don't want to wait to their rank, you can at least get them a round or two lower. So they do not follow the NFBC stream, and it does not follow what a lot of other people do in chasing some closers. You will get massive deals on closers in Fantrax if you're playing with rubes and boobs who like to, you know, follow the rank sites, the site's ranks. You're just going to get great values. Jazz Chisholm, 78 here, ECR 55. That's a big deal. Christian Yelich, 97. Josh Lowe. I think right there, those are your power, big power speed outfielders. Maybe there's some questions about it. Lowe, Yelich, and Jazz, all lowest rank. You're going to get the best value on those guys on these sites by minimum around, at least around, right?
Yeah, yeah, at least. And once again, this is with me skipping a lot. You know, all of these are down to, I have a couple post 150 guys down here, but there isn't going to be a lot.
Which is, this is pretty wild. The last one, Zach Geloff, for literally no reason. Just Zach Geloff just kind of sits down after all these weird catchers and closers and these power speed combo guys. And Zach Geloff just goes, hi guys, I'm the lowest and cheapest priced here. Who will you pay up for? You will pay the highest price in a 12 team league on four different players in the top 12. Aaron Judge, most costly here. Everywhere else, he's 9 or 10. ECR 10, he's 7. Juan Soto, ECR 10. He goes some places 12. He's 6. Spencer Strider, ECR 11. He's 5. And Garrett Cole is 11, where his ECR is 17. So you will pay first round and highest price on Fantrax for those four players. Two pitchers and two Yankee outfielders.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, somebody had to move up because Witt was down at 14, but it shouldn't be all four of these guys. So the first round, it was just wildly different on Fantrax. So that's the big thing to know when you go there and you're doing your draft, is the first round is immediately different. So it's, I would say, you know, there are a lot of differences on Fantrax. Once again, this is why I quit doing a lot of stuff post 150 for them, because it was just wild. But after that, it does somewhat even out, with the caveat of starting pitching costing a lot and closers being cheaper. That's the main thing kind of in between. But once again, post 150, let's get weird. It's weird.
Generally, you're also just going to pay more for stolen base guys. And I wonder if there's like a little bit of an OBP push. I see that Kyle Schwarber is wildly ranked higher here,
right,
as is Bregman. And those are both like OBP plays. They are, I mean, Kyle Schwarber's 33 here. His ECR is 71. That's insane. Bregman's 55, ECR 76. So you got a couple of Max Muncy down here, 95 to 164 on CBS or 149 ECR. OBP guys, I think you're going to pay a higher price for. That also would actually explain like Soto and Judge. So maybe there's more OBP being played. And then starting pitchers, Gausman highest by 7 picks. Zach Gallen by a full round highest. Blake Snell highest. Jesus Luzardo, my new best friend, Justin Steele. Sonny Gray, Chris Bassett. Those, you will pay the highest price on all of those players. And there, those are some targets in there. You know,
yeah,
I want Gausman. I want Gallen. I want Justin Steele.
Yeah, there's a lot of good players in there. But I also say this, like, you know, I think the weirdness, once again, you're doing ADP on Fantrax because the rank is just too weird. It puts, like, you know, the first 60 players as starters or whatever. It's just very strange. So you're always going by ADP, and Fantrax offering the most customizable stuff is probably what is making some of the weirdness and the Wild Westness, especially the later that you get, is, you know, like you mentioned the point about OBP. I wasn't even thinking about that. I thought about that when I like moved Kyle Schwarber up, like, oh yeah, OBP leagues, but also the customizable nature of this site and the fact that, you know, they don't separate. It doesn't seem like they separate ADP between redraft, dynasty, keeper, whatever their different formats are, even though you do have to scroll down and pick which one before you set up a league. I think that is what adds to the wild differences that you have, especially late on.
Yeah. Fantrax. I mean, I'll say this, my tout league is OBP and it's on fan. Well, we're drafting on Fantrax. Of course we can't play there. We're going to another site, but we're drafting on Fantrax and it's a draft and hold that we're not going to finish playing there, by the way.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's just OBP. So the customization of being able to do OBP is probably a push. More dynasty leagues like to play OBP. So I don't know. I think that it's skewing a little bit. I don't know if they publicly said that, but that's kind of the theme. So you're going to pay up probably for the most part more for pitchers, and OBP guys get the big boost on Fantrax. Was there anybody you wanted to note on the deal front? I know it was Wild West after 150.
No, I just didn't. I couldn't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
As much as we can, try to have the open conversation. And I think the fantasy industry is trying to be a little bit better about that, but everybody gets caught. They talk about what they love, and they talk about like one thing. And you get people that will only cite points league based things or only NFBC, and you can't do that because things are so different. That's why we have done this episode for so long, in finding where some of those values are and take advantage of it in your league. So hopefully that helped out. You guys want to check out the sheet of the names? It's available at our sergeant level over on InThisLeague.com. Just one of the sheets. Love to have you guys check that out. You can check out all the ranks, prospects, dynasty, redraft, da 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 da. You can get involved in mock drafts with us and a bunch more. Just go to InThisLeague.com, sign up today on the Patreon, and we would be so thankful. Coming up later this week, We got another mock draft. I actually don't even know. You and I haven't even planned what kind of mock draft it is. But yeah. It's a mock that will be drafted. And we will curse. And it'll be bleeped. But we'll do all those things. So we've got a little bit of mock draft action. And then coming up next week, by the way, we're going to be doing a projections episode with Mr. Derek Carty. So you guys might be interested in that. So make sure you guys are tuned in and locked on the podcast. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss any of it. Follow us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. And go to InThisLeague.com to sign up today. That is all that we have. I'm going to go see what my new bestie is up to. Justin.
Oh, yeah. You're going to DM with your guy, Justin, not Justin Steele.
I just might check in. Just check in, make sure he's good. You know, yeah. Make sure, see the fam. How's the fam, man?
That's yeah. Good. Right. Tell him which Whole Foods is the best, which aisle, the frozen aisle is the best to take pictures on, all that
I
stuff.
I hope people understand, like, I understand the insufferableness. I lean into it. Like, it's a joke. It's a lean into it. Justin's a very nice, I even told Justin after, I was like, I will definitely not abuse and hit you up a whole bunch and try to annoy you. And he was, to his credit, he was like, dude, I'll probably be hitting you up on fantasy stuff. I get the joke. I'm in on the joke, guys. So don't freak out. So that's going to do it. We'll be back for another mock draft. It's ITL. Thank you, guys. We love you. And peace.
See ya.